Today's learning Shmuel Nishos Chaim Luzer from Shanah and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Yisrael Menachem Aram Moshe Besus for Shlaim Chaim Moshe Yemim Malki and Yisrael Sarim Yemim Bracha Basar Malka Matkitzk for all of those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding in the middle of Siman Reish Ches, we are actually in the middle of Siv Zayin. So yesterday, pretty simple, we learned that when you eat rice, question if it's rice or something else, but seems to be the meaning is rice, although there are those that bring down the Yerushalayim should only eat rice during the meal, but that has become the meaning is that we make a mezainis and we make a baron of fashis afterwards. Okay, now here's where it gets a little bit confusing. So one of the cases that the Mechaber brought down was a rice bread. So the rice bread is a mezainis, baron of fashis afterwards. Says the Mechaber, who the last word on page 234. This that we said that you make a mezainis on rice is only that it's not mixed with anything else. However, what if there's other ingredients mixed into over there? And the other item, not the rice, is the roiv. Then go follow the roiv, and you don't make a mezainis, but you make whatever bracha that other thing is. So very unlike. Unlike other things, for example, from the Chamesh Mina Dagan, where even if it's the miyut, as long as it's there giving a flavor, the mezainis, it always remains the ikka, it remains a mezainis. When it comes to rice, rice is only a mezainis if it's either pure rice or rice is the roiv. But if it's less than the roiv, then it follows the other bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Even though we said when it comes to the chamishas mina dagan, the im erbam b'shari minan, if you mix it with other ingredients, even if it's the miyot, we go after that, right? Oiriz ain't a chashav kolkach. Oiriz is not as chashav as the chamishas mina dagan. Valkein emasa tafshel like pass. Or you made a bread or some sort of cooked item, the kemach, the shari minim heim haroiv, and other kind of things as the roiv, mevarach olav kevirchas ha'samin, you make the bracha as if that mean. Hu adinim haroiv, im hu haroiv, so then we said if it's the roiv, and nakal avadai, lashmin rebusit, afilach, and mevarach ha'bracha chernik yivar in the fashah. So rice, even if it's pure rice, we don't go ahead and we don't make an alamichi afterwards. We still stick with the burn nefashas afterwards. But when it comes to rice, unlike the chameshes mina dagim is always the ikkar as long as it wasn't there as just a binder or a thickening agent. It was there for flavor. Even if it's the miyut, it's always a mezainis. Rice only a mezainis if it's derived of the item, the bread or the cooked item that you made. But if it's a miyut, then it doesn't, then you don't. Just agav, once we're talking about this, when it comes to rice cakes, so puffed oats, puffed rice, we've learned previously, are not a mezainis. It would become a hadama that it would be. However, when it comes to rice cakes, it's actually machloikis between Ramosha and Rayabelsky. And Ramosha held that it's a hadama, and Rayabelsky held that it's a mezainis. Rav said that he does make a mezainis on it, but l'chaira, you would be fine with either bracha, whatever your minig was. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Sivches. Al pas doichen, which is millet, which is not from the chameshes min and dagim, I guess it's sort of a bean of some sort, uplizai, I'm not sure, we'll see, the Mishavur will discuss what some of these other things are. Oishal shar mina kitniya, so from other beans or legumes, mevarach shahakal v'achakach v'achar v'ayin nefashah. So when it comes to any other flour that we make, and we turn that flour into a bread-like substance, only rice gets the mezainis. All these other things becomes a shahakal, not even a hadama, which what they would eat be if they ate raw. Says the Rama, ha'isa tafshul misham mina kitniya, so if you make a cooked dish out of these other kind of beans. Im nisharu shleim, if they remain whole, we'll see, it doesn't have to mamish be whole. And they are equally or better cooked than they are raw. So if you went ahead and you cooked up peas, even if you mashed it up a little bit, cooked peas, is a hadama. Cooked peas is better cooked than it is raw. So cooked peas hadama. We had this already. V'im dismachu legamri. What happens if they're completely, completely mashed up? Or oisha ena tov mishal mechaim. It's one of those vegetables that's better raw than it is cooked. V'varach shahakel, then you make a shahakel. So basically, what we're saying is over here. We have rice. Rice is a mezainis with a bar and a fashas. We have all other beans that you make into some sort of flour, and you're able to make it into a bread. That becomes a shahakel because it can either be a hadama or shahakel. Since it completely lost its tzura, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain to us, once I grind it up, so it becomes a shahakel. The in-between stage, you have all these other beans that if you went ahead and made it into a dish and it still looks like those beans, then it remains a hadama. If it doesn't look like those beans, it becomes a shahakel. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Al pastoich and the af the hem priyadama, even though it's a priyadama, so why is it was a common shahakel? By yidei shenase pas ishtani mal yusa, even though you've actually elevated it, mikol makom kevin there is a yotza mitaris pri, it's no longer a fruit. And yochalayim priyadama, I can't say priyadama. Va'amoytzi emivarchin el b'chameishes minan, I can't make amoytzi because I only do that on the chameishes minan dagan. L'chein mivarchin shahakel, therefore we make a shahakel. There's another reason. Because it's not the normal way of eating it. Normally, you don't take these millet and make beans, or you make bread out of it. Because we always said that if it's not the main purpose that it's grown for, then it becomes a shahakel. Now, so basically, it's two reasons. One reason we gave is because it's not a peri anymore, because you ground it up into a flour. It's not a bread from Chamesh Miyadagim, so you can't make a maitzi. Therefore, the default is a shahakel. Now, that would apply no matter what the situation is, what city you live in, wherever you are. However, the second reason he gave was because it's not the nderech, it's not the purpose that it's grown for. Now, therefore, v'hini l'fiza tamzeh b'medina shadakel lasas pas miterka shavet, which I believe is corn, right? So they used to make corn flour and corn meal and make bread out of it. So he says in the places that it's very normal to have done that, according if the reason is the second reason, then it since it's normal and that's what it's grown for, then it would be a hadama. Even in those cities, you shouldn't make a very piyadama. Even though it's common to make it, that's not the reason people plant the corn. The real reason they plant it is to feed it to the birds and to stuff the geese with it, right? They stuffed the gans, they used to stuff the corn down its throat. It's not really the primary thing. It's just that they need something to eat. That's why they make it. This is not the ikka. Says even in a place that it's common to make it, it should be a bar priyadama ayin sham. Ach, mistapik sham. Ulehu bechal oiris. However, he says maybe corn is like oiris. Shebichasel pasal tafshi bar mina mezaynus. Okay. Anochel lechatchilus layoichem al teichasud. If you're making cornbread, according to this chsam seifa, you should only eat it during a meal. I am pretty sure that the corn muffins that we have plenty of flour in it. If I'm not mistaken, and therefore it would not be a problem. So be a Zionist. I think corn muffins have flour in it. I'm pretty certain that it does. Who please I but Tamid Rabbeinu Yoni Kasef Panitzai Vahakal Echad. Who mean to Zion Yosem Shami the kidneys was some kind of vegetable that would be more mazin than other beans. The kamash on the falachim of varcha shahakol shakitnius. It's a shahakol. You don't treat any different. Varch shahakol din al tafshal nas mekamach shalhen kolakame. If you went ahead and you took any sort of these flowers that were made from a vegetable and become a shahakol. Mishamin a kitnius for who adim midoichin lafima shapazim mecham mekaidim doichin shavla kitnius. Millet is like legumes. Nishar shleimim. So we said that if you now you moved from the bread to as I cooked up any one of these beans, okay? Lav dafke shleimim. So it doesn't have to, the mechaber said that they remain whole. So they don't have to remain whole. El kolshel and smachel agamri, if not the completely mashed up, shanai and nikka ktsas tarm and tsaras, and you can still tell what it is. Rechas and bayar piyadama, valkein masha onu kairin, retzin akasha, which was some sort of dish made from buckwheat. Mevarach bar priyadama, buckwheat, remember, is a vegetable. It's not a dagon. You make a bar priyadama. It's this that we make that it becomes a shahakal is if you made a bread out of it. If you went ahead and you used a keli that has holes in it to reel it to like a grinder, to chain dakim oike kamach, you made it very, very small. Which is ground up buckwheat. What happens if you cook, let's say, like I said, we cook beans, we cook peas, and then you used a fork or a spoon to mash it up? That's the way you eat it. You still can tell what it is, it's still there. So we already explained this all. If you can still tell what kind of vegetable it is, it's a bar priyadama. Then we said, it, or unless that they are not, they are worse cooked than they are raw. So all these cases that we said, that let's say a bread made from corn, or a bread with no flour, a bread made from some other bean that you made, that you ground up into a flour, or you took the peas and you ground it up very, 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 you made a paste out of it, right? All these things are shahakal. However, if you went ahead and you made a hadama on it, you would be yoitzo. Okay? Now we're going to start sif test, and it gets a little bit complicated. Erev kemach doichen ushar mina kitnis and kemach shachameshis mina dogan and bishle v'kaderis. So let's first start with what the Mechaber tells us. The case is as follows: I took one of these other kind of flours, millet or corn or any one of these other kind of flours, corn, potato starch, right? And I mixed it with chameshis mina dogim. So I have part regular flour and part a vegetable-based flour, not from the chameshis mina dogim. So mevarach bara mina mezainis, you make a bara mina mezainis for ala mechia, and you make a ala mechia, okay? I must have many pasts, I made bread out of it, mevarach hamaitzi, bichas hamaz, I make a hamaitzi. So far, pretty clear. So if I made a dish out of it, since there's some flour in it, it's a mezainis. I made a bread out of it, since it has some of the chameshis mina dogim, even though it's mixed together with flours that are non-chameshis mina dogim, I make hamaitzi on it. So far, it is fine, and I bench afterwards. The Mechaber shortly is going to get to the, which is where, probably could start that tomorrow, what exactly, when do you bench, when do you not? But let's see the Mishabura on this first part. Mavarach bayin mezaris canal v'sif beis ayin sham, as we already learned. Mavarach hamaitzi v'chsam azin, the pas kamahu, it's pas, so therefore, if it has the rules of mezainis, then you follow the mezainis. If it's pas above a kiss, then you make the mezainis. If it's bread, it's a hamaitzi. Okay, now, let's start a little bit to get into it. Now, the dafka, when do you bench? Sheyesh bi oisei kemach mechameches hamini g'day sheyecho mimeni g'zayis dogan b'chadei achilas pras. So the only when, if I made this bread, and sometimes we have these health breads that maybe have these other things mixed in. So I made this bread. I have flour, regular chameshes mina dogum flour on it, and I have non chameshes mina dogum flour in it. Right? I mixed it together, so it's definitely hamaitzi. I made a bread. It's hamaitzi and it has chameshes mina dogum. However, when it comes to bench, I have to eat a kizayis in kedei achilas pras. Right? So meaning normally when I eat a regular piece of challah, as long as I eat a kezias in that amount of time, then even though a pras, right, is a lot more than a kezias, a pras, according to Moshitas, is 3 bayim, right? So that's 6 zaysa. So normally, as long as I eat a kezias sized piece of bread in that amount of time, I would have to bench, okay? If I eat that kezias very, very slowly, so it takes longer than that amount of time, I don't have to bench. You have to eat the gezayis kedei achilas pras to be able to bench. Over here, I have to actually make sure that I have enough chameshes mina dogim flour in that amount of time. So let's say, for example, my flour to non-flour ratio is 1 to 6. I would have to eat the whole pras in kedei achilas pras, because if I just ate a gezayis, I didn't have enough. That's what the Mechaber is telling me. I don't make a birchas hamazon. First, I start with hamaitzi because it's bread. However, in the end, I make a alamichya. So again, let's just chazer this over, and then we'll go through this Mishnah Berurah. We'll start seeing some of the other shittos over here. But according to, let's just what the Mechaber is telling us. Tav is telling us as follows. I have a bread. I have a bread that I make that's a mixture of chameshes mina dagim flour, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye, chameshes mina dagim flour, and it also has cornmeal in it, or it has potato starch in it, whatever it is that I go ahead and I add in it. So I made a bread out of it, I made a cake out of it, it's mezainis. I made a cooked dish out of it, it's mezainis, it has chameshes mina dagim in it. I made a bread out of it, it's hamaitzi, has chameshes mina dagim in it, simple. However, what bracha achrayna do I make? So according to the Mechaber, I have to have eaten a kezias of flour, chameshes mina dagim flour, in the Kedei Achilas Pras. So I have to know what the ratio is, flour to non-flour, chameshes mina dagim flour to non-chameshes mina dagim flour, and how much of the bread would I have to eat that there should be a kezias of chameshes mina dagim flour in it, in the time that's Kedei Achilas Pras. And then I would bench. However, if not, I would be making a al hamechya. We'll get into the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.